In the day's other headlines, a state court judge in New York ruled that former President Trump and his company, the Trump Organization, committed fraud for years. The judge issued a summary judgment that Mr. Trump hugely overvalued his assets and exaggerated his net worth. The finding resolves the heart of the state's case ahead of a non-jury trial on remaining claims. Meanwhile, in Mr. Trump's 2020 election subversion case, his lawyers are attacking a proposed gag order, claiming it would violate his free speech rights. In a federal court filing late on Monday, they called it, quote, nothing more than an obvious attempt by the Biden administration to unlawfully silence its most prominent political opponent. Special Counsel Jack Smith says a gag order would target what he calls false and inflammatory statements. The auto strike hit day 12 today, and in a first, President Biden joined a picket line against Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors. He shook hands and bumped fists with rows of United Auto Workers members just outside of Detroit. With a megaphone in hand, he urged them to stick with it.
UAW, you saved the automobile industry back in 2008 and before. Made a lot of sacrifices, gave up a lot. And the companies were in trouble. But now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
Mr. Biden also said he backs the union's demands for a 40% pay raise. The U.S. Supreme Court has cleared the way for a new congressional district map in Alabama. Without dissent, the justices today refused the state's appeal to keep Republican-drawn lines that a lower court had rejected. Instead, a court-appointed official has proposed maps with a second majority black district. Black residents make up more than a quarter of Alabama's population. The federal government and 17 states are suing Amazon, accusing it of stifling competition and forcing inflated prices on other platforms. The action, filed today in Washington state, said that the e-commerce giant, quote, exploits its monopolies in ways that enrich Amazon but harm its customers. The company replied that, quote, the lawsuit is wrong on the facts and the law. The suit is one of the biggest legal challenges in Amazon's history. People kept pouring out of the Nagorno-Karabakh region in Azerbaijan today as an overnight explosion claimed new victims. Reports said at least 68 people died and scores were hurt outside Stepanakert when a gas station blew up. Most of the victims were ethnic Armenians fleeing to Armenia after Azerbaijan's military captured Nagorno-Karabakh. In Armenia, the USAID administrator Samantha Power appealed to the Azeris.
We know that there are injured civilians in Nagorno-Karabakh who need to be evacuated, and it is absolutely essential that evacuation be facilitated by the government of Azerbaijan.
Armenian officials say some 28,000 people have fled Nagorno-Karabakh, about 16% of the region's population. South Korea held its first military parade in a decade today, a show of force in the face of aggressive actions by the North. Thousands of troops marched through the rainy streets of Seoul as tanks and weapons rolled by. President Yoon Suk-yeol vowed to ramp up the South's defenses.
If North Korea provokes, the South Korean military will immediately respond based on practical combat capabilities and firm military readiness. If North Korea uses nuclear weapons, its regime will be brought to an end by an overwhelming response from the South Korean-U.S. alliance.
Meanwhile, North Korea defended its spate of missile tests in the last year. Its envoy to the United Nations blamed Washington and Seoul for pushing the peninsula to the brink of nuclear war. Back in this country, Hunter Biden is accusing Trump ally Rudy Giuliani of violating his digital privacy. The president's son named Giuliani and another lawyer in a lawsuit filed in California today. He says they wrongly obtained his personal data from a computer repair shop and gave it to others. The suit also alleges the data was altered to discredit the president. California now has a new law that blocks school boards from banning textbooks that teach about race, sexual orientation, and gender. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed the measure on Monday. He said it was, quote, long overdue amid a nationwide surge in banning and censoring books in school. And on Wall Street, the stock market's September swoon extended for another day over worries about interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 388 points to close near 33,619. The Nasdaq fell more than 1.5%, and the S&P 500 was down nearly 1.5%. Still to come on the NewsHour, our exclusive interview with Vice President Kamala Harris. The head of the United Auto Workers discusses ongoing negotiations and the president's trip to the picket line. Maui residents return to their communities more than a month after devastating wildfires. And we report from the front lines of Ukraine amid the brutal ongoing counteroffensive.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.